Let's get started. Playmakers Repertory Company is back on stage with two shows in rotating repertory. They've been on stage all month. These two shows run through March 11th. Molière's classic Tartuffe on stage, along with The Christians, a 2014 play about a crisis of faith at a church. We are joined now by two of the actors and the director of The Christians joining us by phone. Here in the studio, we have Joey Collins and Namuna Cisse, who play the pastor and the pastor's wife. They're also in Tartuffe as well. So, Joey, Namuna, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And we're also joined on the phone by Preston Lane, who is the founding artistic director of the Triad Stage in Greensboro, debuting for Playmakers as the director of The Christians, joining us by phone from Greensboro. Preston, good to have you on the air as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about The Christians. Tartuffe is the classic. People who study theater probably know that play. The Christians is more contemporary. It's newer. It's, I think, a little bit lesser known yet. Tell us about this this play and how it works in a repertory with Tartuffe. Joey?
Sure.
I think Lucas
Nath, the playwright of The Christians, is one of the most exciting contemporary playwrights that we have in America right now, who's been nominated for a Tony last year for Dollhouse Part 2, which was a big hit on Broadway. But The Christians is the play immediately before that one, and I was lucky to see it back in 2015 when it premiered in New York at the Playwrights Horizons. And I was captivated and thrilled by seeing a play about faith in America that didn't sort of take a side, that didn't say either that being religious was wrong or being religious was right. It actually presents five characters who all are deeply earnest in their beliefs, who are honest, who are speaking what they believe God has told them. And they don't always agree. And so it brings up this question. So what do you do if you think God speaks to you? What do you do if you think you have the truth? How do you live in a world where people maybe don't have the same truth you do? And how do you coexist? And it's a play that doesn't answer the question. It sort of asks us to come up with the answer after the play is over.
That's really cool. That's existential almost, right?
Yeah.
Joey, you play the pastor, Paul. Tell us about your character and his place in this show.
Well, I think he is a guy that who has a very deep connection with God, and he has been, I believe, working towards moving away from the institutional side of his church that is exclusive, you know, and he's striving to be more inclusive and more loving and more accepting. And so he decides to deliver this sermon that that sort of shares that belief, you know. And in doing so, I think to sort of piggyback on what Preston was saying, you know, there's we live in this world right now where, especially with social media, it's black or white, you know. We all live in the black or the white, you know. So we receive the same things that we think, you know, because of how social media and the algorithms work. And this play, it seems like it's going in that way, and then it kind of twists itself, and it really exists in the gray. And it is the gray area that I think we all actually really do exist in. And this play finds a way to capitalize on the gray by having people have these conversations. And as Preston said, it doesn't really give you the answers. It doesn't spoon feed you the answers like maybe a lot of modern drama tries to do. It instead presents the questions. And I think that for me, as an audience member, when I saw it in New York, it was very satisfying.
And that's certainly the case, I think, with art in general. Like, the best art is the stuff that really engages with and confronts those gray areas, mm-hmm. as opposed to making the questions as easy as possible, right? And that's what, I mean, Playmakers have been doing that for years, but I'm thinking about The Cake earlier this season that dealt with a very, very similar controversial issue where everyone takes a hard stand one way or the other, but really delving into the gray areas. Namuna Cisse, let me bring you into this. You play Pastor Paul's wife in this one. Where is your character coming from?
Yeah, so, you know, my character, the wife, Elizabeth is her name, she started this church with her husband Paul 20 years ago. And since then, they've been partners in all things, you know, partners in their beliefs. I really feel like up into this moment that where this play begins, basically, she agrees and supports with everything that he says, and really feels like she's partners with him through everything in their life, and that this church is not just his church but their church. And so when he delivers this sermon and kind of uproots everything that she believes, she's really starting to struggle with, is my love for God stronger? My love for my husband? How do I balance these two things? How do I live in this gray area, like Joey was talking about, when everything up to this point has seemed a little bit more black and white?
Speaking with Namuna Cisse, you just heard her. Joey Collins also with us in the studio, both performing in The Christians, directed by Preston Lane, who's joining us by phone. He's the director of this show. This is playing at Playmakers Repertory Company now through March 10th, actually. March 11th is the closing date for Tartuffe, mm-hmm. right?
Correct, yeah.
Playing in repertory with Tartuffe. Playmakersrep.org is the website if you want more information about tickets and showtimes and more information about these plays. And this is one of the really cool things about Playmakers just in general is the fact that pretty much every year you do this repertory where you take two plays that you may not necessarily think of putting them together and put them together and present them simultaneously, and it makes for a really interesting perspective that you wouldn't otherwise get on both shows. So what's it like to do this together with Tartuffe?
Well, I think it's great because they both deal with Christianity on very different levels. One is a drama that we've already discussed, you know, that sort of deals with this gray area of what do people do when they all have a true faith and their own truth, but maybe disagree. And the other is a comedy. And so it comes at it from a very different angle. And there's rhyming couplets at times. But at the same time, David Ball, the translator and adapter of this, you know, he's found a way to make it very American. And this particular play, whenever I have seen it in the past, it's always been translated to appeal to a British audience. And so the Wilbur translation is, I think, the most famous translation. This translation that we have is really fantastic because it truly speaks to the American audience. And so the jokes we all get, and I don't want to give any of them away, you know, but yeah, the audiences find it to be fairly satisfying as well. At the same time, we're talking about faith. Mm-hmm. But just from a very different angle.
Does that mean American accents too? Because
yes.
I think of Tartuffe as being performed with these British accents, which is weird.
Even though it takes place in France,
It takes place in France. Yeah. No. We're playing it very American. Yet at the same time, we're playing it sort of in France. But we have this. We're leaning towards our real audience. You know, not a French audience, not a British audience, and we're not doing that sort of erudite thing of, well, you know, here I am. I'm Tartuffe, and I'm going to talk to you now. You know, so.
Although apparently you could, right?
Yeah.
That's a good British accent. What's your take on doing these two plays together?
Yeah, totally. You know, like what Joey was saying, one of them is pretty dramatic. Mm-hmm. There's obviously funny moments, and one of them is a comedy, but at the same time, they're both dealing with like really high stakes. Both of these plays have characters who truly want somebody else to see the truth, right? The truth that they think, or the real truth. In Tartuffe, the truth is a little more clear, I'd say, for most of the characters. But, you know, just because Tartuffe is a comedy doesn't mean that we're really dealing with real issues. And what does faith mean? And who do you believe? And I really love performing these two plays together because they're a breath of fresh air from each other. And they talk to each other in such a way that I think, you know, I can do The Christians one night and then come to Tartuffe having learned something new in The Christians that I can then bring to my character in Tartuffe and vice versa.
And bring Preston Lane back into this. Preston, what's been the biggest challenge of preparing for this particular play? And I had a snowstorm to deal with, and doing a play in repertory is got to be a whole different beast as well. But tell us about the challenges. Tell us about what's been fun about this production and the other members of the cast.
You know, I was excited about directing this play when Vivian asked me to do it because I loved it so much. I thought about doing it here in Greensboro. You know, it was on my short list for here. And then at the same time, I also thought, well, you know, this play is going to look the same everywhere because, you know, it's a church. You've got a pulpit. You've got people sitting behind the pulpit, and then you've got a choir. But because of the unique space that's at Playmakers, we had to like kind of throw that out of the window. And in doing that, we opened the play up, I think, in a way that it isn't sort of like me bringing something to it, but the space made us bring something to it. And that was kind of thrilling to see the play with new eyes and to, I think, discover new relationships because of the way we were interacting in the space. It's also a challenge because, you know, I think every play I've ever directed is about people who lie. You know, you think about, like, almost every play written, there are a lot of people in it who lie. And The Christians is the only play I can think of where every single person tells the truth. And that's a hard thing to do. You know, that's a hard thing to keep that honesty and earnestness sustainable for an hour and a half. But I'm working with some remarkable actors who jumped in from the very beginning and said, you know, we're going to take that challenge.
Playmakersrep.org is the website for tickets and showtimes for The Christians as well as Tartuffe, both on stage through the first two weekends in March. I got to wrap up in a second, but before we do, always ask this question to wrap things up. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the show. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
Let me start.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say my second favorite moment of the show is the role that the audience plays in the show. I think when you come see The Christians, you figure out pretty soon that the audience, you as an audience member, are a member of the congregation in a way that it's really hard to do in the theater, I think, to really make the audience that next character in the play. And I think that we do that in a really cool way in this play.
Awesome. Joey?
I would say for me, I was thinking the same thing, but I'm going to tell you my other second favorite thing.
So your third favorite moment.
Yeah, no, they're a tie.
Tied, okay.
And that is, you know, I have the privilege of giving a sermon towards the beginning of the play, at the beginning of the play, and there are other characters that come in and interact. But it is my wife who comes in towards, you know, past the halfway point. And what I love really is Namuna is there and she's with me, and to get to see her, the audience has been waiting for a long time to hear her, to see her, and then she comes out and it's a breath of fresh air because they don't know what she's going to say, they don't know what she thinks, and the play does take on a whole different, you know, sort of thing there without giving too much away. Mm-hmm. And I love when I see her every night and we're at this particular moment, I just go, okay, I know where we are. I know what road we have to travel down. And she's someone that I just trust with my life. And that is thrilling.
Preston Lane, I'll give you the last word.
You know, there's a moment, the play starts with a sermon and then another pastor speaks as well. And they're speaking on microphones. And we think that what we're watching is a church service. But there's a moment where Pastor Paul turns and addresses the audience, and he's still using the microphone. And at that moment, I think Nate sort of brilliantly allows us to know that the play we thought we were seeing is not the play we're seeing, and to hold on tight and sit at the edge of the seat because we're going somewhere we didn't think we were going.
PlaymakersRep.org, again, is the website. Go there and get more information about tickets and showtimes. The Christians on stage through March 10th. In a Repertory with Tartuffe on stage through March 11th. Preston Lane, Nimona Cisse, Joey Collins, thank you so much.
Thanks,
man.